Pain was the fiefdom of Seigneur Hugues de Pain. The name doesn't ring a bell, yet it was one of the most important sites in the history of the Knights Templar.
It was at the end of the 11th century when the tomb of Christ had fallen into the hands of the Turks. A first crusade was organized to reopen the road to Jerusalem to gain access to the tomb. That is when Hugues de Pain decided to move permanently to the Orient to lead a troop of knights whose mission was to protect the pilgrims. In 1120, supported by King Baldwin II, he created the Poor Knights of Christ Militia, which was later renamed the Knights Templar, otherwise known as the Order of Solomon's Temple. Made official in 1129 by the Council of Troyes, the order also received its statutes, influenced by Bernard de Clairvaux.
In 1998, archaeological excavations were carried out on the site of Hugues de Pain's command headquarters. The foundations of a chapel and farm building were discovered, as well as fragments of small columns and tiles. But the most exciting find was a monetary treasure, 708 deniers dating back to the 13th century. Visit the Hugues de Pain and Templier museums in the centre of the village and discover or rediscover the history of the Knights Templar. The town of Pain is proud of its history, and not only the Knights Templar episode. This is demonstrated by the Poilu Soldier War Memorial, commemorating France's First World War victims who died for their country between 1914 and 1918. And the stele in remembrance of the four French patriots executed on the 22nd of August, 1944. And don't miss the Church of the Assumption of Our Lady, where the nave, transept and steeple tower are all reminders of the flamboyant Gothic style. The Virgin and Child and the Pietà date back to the 16th century and are listed historical monuments.